Good morning and welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the areas of our lives. On this show, we like to share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God. So that's what we do on this program. We share the Word, and we pray that God will open up your hearts to receive the Word today and also give you spiritual eyes to see and spiritual ears to hear. We'd like to start the program with a scripture reading, and today is one of my all-time favorites. I want to thank my friend Chris Poe for leading me to this passage very early on in my faith walk. It comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, and the main verse is John chapter 10, verse 10, but we'll kind of go a little bit in front and behind that. It goes like this, and this is being read in the Passion Translation. So Jesus went over it again. I speak to you eternal truth. I am the gate for the flock. All those who broke in before me are thieves who came to steal, but the sheep never listened to them. I am the gateway. To enter through me is to experience life, freedom, and satisfaction. A thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal, slaughter, and destroy. But I have come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect. Life in its fullness until you overflow. I am the good shepherd who lays down my life as a sacrifice for the sheep. Again, that's John 10, and it's verses 7 through 11, with John 10:10 being what we will talk about today, the abundant life found in Jesus. Again, I want to thank you for joining us this morning. We have all of our podcasts loaded on iTunes. We have some really good programs that we've done recently. We also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Please leave us a note or send us a prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia. Musician and educator Horace Scruggs and his band will perform a unique learning and listening concert on January 19th at the V. Earl Dickinson Building at PVCC at 7 p.m. Get in the game at the Special Olympics Virginia Experience Tennis Tournament from January 10th through 12th at Boar's Head Sports Club. Visit SpecialOlympicsVA.org for more details and the tournament schedule. Learn to think fast, improve focus and listening skills, and tap into creativity at PVCC for an improv class on January 18th at 6 p.m. For more information and to register, contact Brad Stoller at bstoller@pvcc.edu. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@monticellomedia.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have my friend Joan Hutter is back with us. Joan, thank you so much for coming on the show again.
Thank you, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so great to see you. I have to be transparent with our listeners. Every now and again, they allow me to do that. A few weeks ago, I called your husband, Chauncey Hutter, who is one of my favorite people and has... He's really connected me with some instrumental people in my faith walk. And so I called him. The Spirit sort of poked me to call him. And I asked your husband to be on the Everyday Faith Radio program. And we talked for a few minutes, but it was a busy season for him. And he said, basically, I'm busy, but why don't you ask Joan? So I was like, oh, that's a terrific idea. I love having Joan on the show because you've been so nice and kind, and you've been on this program many times and blessed our listeners. But the really interesting dividend from that for me that has been incredible is from having you on the program a little over a month ago, you then introduced me to Amy Lancaster, who came on the program, and Jen Miskoff, who came on the program, and their stories and their interviews, I mean, they touched me in such an incredible way. And so that was a long-winded way of saying thank you, Joan.
Wow, what an opportunity for all of us to be able to air the testimony of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. I mean, Jen and Amy are amazing, remarkable women. I met both of them on our mission trip this summer in Mozambique. They were both ministering to the Bible students in that land in through a ministry called Iris Global. And so we just met, and but God burned in my heart. I had to invite them because we had a women's conference coming up in the spring, and he wouldn't let me go until I reached out to each one of them. I was asking who to bring in, and Amy Lancaster from Jackson, Mississippi, and her story, her surrender, her laid down life, her anything for Jesus. Yes, we will go. And then Jen Miskoff with her flying by the wind, just going wherever the Spirit would lead her. Mm-hmm. Incredible two women, and it was a real special time.
Let me talk about Amy Lancaster for a second, because we interviewed Amy over the phone, and so I'm looking at her picture. I read her bio, had no idea the personality that I was going to get.
She's what we fiery.
But basically, for our listeners that did not hear that show, Amy had somewhat of a rough kind of middle teen years in her life, and she had some really difficult and bad things that happened to her to the point where she considered taking her own life. And so she shared the pain of, at one point in her life, in her early 20s, she climbs to the top of a building, and she has every intention to commit suicide. Its life is no longer worth living. And at that point, when she went to take a step, Jesus reached out to her, saved her, brought her back in, and she had this incredible encounter. It's like, you know, and now I'm sort of reminded of the book of Deuteronomy where it says, choose life or death. And so here we are at this crossroad, and she has this encounter with Jesus, and she says, Jesus, if you are real and will take me back, I will devote the rest of my life to you. And so she walked back off the building, started this incredible new phase of her relationship with Jesus, and it's taken her, you know, around the world, but then back into one of the toughest neighborhoods, Jackson, Mississippi. But just the way she shared it in her words, I was listening again. I was not sure what I was going to get with Amy Lancaster, but I hear that story. I hear the truth of how Jesus touched her and saved her, and then how out of the overflow, which we talked about in the earlier part of this show, this overflow, she turned and gives her life back to Jesus.
She gave him everything. She was at the end of her rope. She was basically saying, I am not worthy to live. I am not interested in living. And she had an incredible experience where Jesus pulled her off that ledge. And I'm telling you, when she came here, she spent some of her time at the altar just laying down. And she looked at me when she got up and she said, there are people here in this room that are on the edge. They're on the edge. She told her whole testimony. And in the end of the night, she broke off fear off of women. She broke off that desire to no longer live. She invited people into a life of abundance and destiny. But it was her willingness to lay down everything, to say, I'll go to Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. She said, I will go to Charlottesville. And when she got here, she was on a mission. She said, there are people on the edge. We're going to pull them back in. She just had to, in her winsome way, where everyone was rolling, laughing. She's hilarious. Mm. Telling her story, she will make fun of everything, and she holds everything up against the word so that you know how far you are. Mm-hmm. You know how you've missed the mark, but it's so somehow funny. And in the end, she brings out that word, and it cuts through your heart, mm-hmm. and you want nothing but to follow Jesus, to be closer to him and to say, save me. You know, I want to run with you all my days.
Let's take, and I wasn't planning on going there, but this is one of those Holy Spirit moments. Let's take Amy's story and let's press it into the verse that we started the program with. If you're just tuning in, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Our guest today is Joan Hutter. I'm Jeff Gaffney. And the verse that we started the program with is John 10:10. In a nutshell, my summary, it says, the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. These are words of Jesus. The enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Let's stop there for just a second. So Amy is hearing the voice of the enemy, who's basically encouraging her to take her own life, that, you know, telling her that your life is not worth living. Go ahead, step off the building. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's where, that's this crossroad where Amy Lancaster was. And then the flip side of the verse, Jesus says, but I have come so that you may have an abundant life, a life to the full, an overflowing life. And so in that moment, I just picture Amy Lancaster on top of this building weighing, okay, well, which voice am I going to listen to? What's the choice for me? And she reaches out, surrenders herself. Jesus pulls her back in. And now we see this overflowing life that Jesus talks about, because now Amy is taking her experience and sharing it with others. And I've always been taught, Joan, that one of the signs of your conversion is when you can take the really rough, bad, horrible things that have happened in your life and share them with others to draw them closer to Jesus. And look at what she's doing. It's just phenomenal. I left that interview and I was like, oh, dear Lord, that was incredible.
Yeah, it's the testimony of Jesus mm-hmm. in your life. Mm-hmm. He is the abundance. He is the life. He is the living one. Mm-hmm. That's his name. I am the living one. I am the bread of life. I am the living water. And he is the one. He is the savior. He literally saved her. She will do nothing short of literally walking into the darkest places. Mm-hmm. She will go to the darkest places, and because of what he's done for her, and she gets it. You know, really, it was drastic darkness to light. She will take that light and walk down the streets where every day she's threatened, her life is threatened. But for Jesus, she would get his name out. She would love in the name of Jesus.
You know what I'm also envisioning is, as we talk about Amy Lancaster, and this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we talk about her testimony, you know, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible is the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. There's a man at the very beginning who's filled with demons and evil spirits, so many that they say that there are legions of demons living inside of him. And so this man has an encounter with Jesus. Jesus basically gives him, you know, he frees him from his demons. And after a while, this man, after he has been set free, this man comes to Jesus and he says basically what Amy said. He said, I want to come with you. I want to follow you. And I remember so well the response of Jesus, because Jesus is getting in the boat with his disciples and he's getting ready to leave. And Jesus turns to this man and he says, no, You're not coming with me. I have another assignment for you. You are to go back to your hometown and tell everyone you know of the grace and mercy and goodness of the Lord. And I think of that story kind of parallel laying out of what Amy experienced.
It's just like it. She said, I will go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And he said, how about your own city? Mm-hmm. And I think that's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I tell you what, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We have Joan Hutter on the program. We're having too much fun, but I am so grateful that you've tuned in this morning. We're going to take a quick break. We have so much more to talk about. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia. The Charlottesville Parks and Recreation will present a holiday craft party on Saturday, December 15th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Carver Recreation Center, Jefferson School City Center. Bring the whole family for an afternoon of crafts and fun. The Charlottesville Police Department is excited to announce that they are collecting toys for their annual toy drive. If you would like to contribute, donate a toy and drop it off to the Charlottesville Police Department. Students who live in the Monticello High School District and who will enter their first year of college in the fall of 2019 are invited to enter the 29th annual Martin Luther King Day Essay Contest. The contest deadline is December 31st. For further details, contact gtpaige@aol.com. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@monticellomedia.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program, one of my favorite people in the world, Joan Hutter, is back with us. We had started the program talking about one of my favorite Bible verses. It's John 10:10, which it's words from Jesus that says the enemy, Jesus says, the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come to give you life, an abundant life, an overflowing life, life to the full. And we were talking about the testimony of Amy Lancaster and how she had an encounter with Jesus that really stopped her, turned her around, stopped her from giving up her life, turned her around, and now she's in a very effective missionary in Jackson, Mississippi. But Joan, what I wanted to ask you, because we are in the holiday season, and it's a very highly emotional time for people, if any of our listeners are going through a really dark season in their life, and maybe they feel a little bit like Amy did, you know, that life is not worth living. Is there any message or anything in God's word, in the Bible, any place that kind of comes top of mind to you where you might share with somebody during a really dark season of their life?
I think the message is all over the scriptures, especially in these red letters from Jesus. He's a lover. And if we were to just look at that, I have come to give you life, life to the full, I would want to know what that means. I would set my heart to ask him to resist the devil and he will flee from you, but resist this thief. The thief comes to steal your joy, steal your life. He comes to kill and he comes to destroy, John 10:10 says. But I have come, Jesus said, to bring you life. This is the whole reason. This is the reason I came. I came to pull you off of that, out of that darkness. And I feel like so many struggle, and you know, it could be any of us, when we get our eyes off this King, this beautiful King. But when we turn our eyes to him and we seek to look into his life, into his heart, to ask him, what does this mean? Become real to me. If you're alive, if you're real, make yourself known to me. Mm-hmm. I will give you my, you know, I'll give you everything. You've given me everything. It's the cross of Christ, mm-hmm. where he literally gave his life up. This passage in John 10 says that the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Mm-hmm. He did lay down his life that we would have life. But that blood is something that means something. It is a real thing. That blood heals disease. That blood breaks depression and breaks anxiety, and those are the things that drive you to the edge. That blood is enough to set you free from all guilt and every sin you've ever done and just change your life. But for me, I just love to look at Jesus and look in his eyes. And that would be the eyes that he shows me when I close mine and try to ponder what he might look like. His word really is true, and he's a life giver.
Mm. Yeah. Let me mention another scripture that has been foundational for me. It's I've spoken with our listeners about this verse many times. It comes, the Apostle Paul pens it from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And so, Joan, my message to anybody who feels like maybe they're on the edge this holiday season is that to renew your mind was a new concept for me. And it really meant diving in to God's word and reading God's word, because what we find in that experience is that scripture is not just words on a page, because the book of Hebrews teaches us that the word of God is alive and active. And so for me, that became a portal, that became a meeting place for me to meet with Jesus, to meet with God. And this idea of renewing our minds through the reading of the scripture, it is absolutely true. And so for any of our listeners, again, that are on the edge and they've never experienced the renewed mind, I would suggest that you meet with somebody who you know is a person of faith and ask them to kind of show you, walk you through how to read the Bible and how to renew your mind, because as a man thinketh, so shall he be. I mean, it's really, and Joan, we've talked about this before. Joyce Meyer, one of my favorite Christian authors, has written a terrific book called The Battlefield of the Mind, and it is so true that this battle oftentimes is occurring in your mind, and you get to choose the thoughts. But if you leave your mind unrenewed, you get dragged down by the thoughts and worries and anxieties of the world. And what I'm going to try to tie it up here, Joan. If you renew your mind and really take your time and meet with God in the scripture and ask him, what does this have to do with my life? There is this flow that occurs between you and the God of the universe, and you start understanding and illuminating, and you receive revelation out of this. And I'm speaking as somebody who's experienced it. And then all of a sudden, the door opens for this abundant life that Jesus speaks of. And then all of a sudden, that verse that you and I started with, "I have come to give you an abundant life, a life to the full," that starts to make sense, and you just start getting drawn in further and further. And once you kind of head down that path, the Jesus path, everything changes. And I will say, doesn't mean life is easy. Doesn't mean there's not going to be pain and suffering, but you will be well equipped to handle whatever comes your way when you have Jesus as your partner. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I pray and hope that anyone listening would actually take you up on that invitation, because the Word is living and active. It really is alive. And until you begin to feast on the Word, you don't know. You don't know. You can say, Jeff told me that I would be renewed if I read the Bible. But unless you keep that Bible open wherever you are, I just love to keep it open, because you'll learn truths about your own identity. Mm-hmm. So as a son or a daughter in Romans 8, when we learn that he is our Abba Father, he's like a daddy, but he's the best daddy in the world. I mean, there's no one who can compare. So maybe someone has a father issue, an issue that they never had a relationship with their father. But you learn right here in Romans 8:14 that those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And the Spirit you receive doesn't make you slaves, so that you are afraid, that you are slaves to fear, that you live in fear. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry out, Abba, Father. And my Bible defines that as, which means daddy. And I just love that part of our identity is his children. We're really the children of God. And he gives us, later in that same chapter, Romans 8, feast on this chapter as well as that other one, Romans 12. Oh, my goodness. But Romans 8, the love of God. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. And so often we feel lonely, or we feel separated from God or distant. But guess what? Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And no one is bringing judgment. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Christ. Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that's the Word of God. We must believe it. It's so good.
Amen.
Thank you, Jeff.
Oh, Joan, that was fantastic. And again, that is Romans chapter 8, one of the great chapters in God's Word. Today we've been quoting from John chapter 10, Romans chapter 12, and Romans chapter 8. All just an absolute feast. Joan, I want to thank you for being on the program today, and I pray for all of our listeners that they would experience more of God's presence during this Christmas season. And we have a special prayer for one of our favorite listeners, our friend Joyce, who's taking care of her husband during this season. We love you, Joyce. And to all of our listeners, Joan Hutter, our guest, to you and your family, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Joan, thank you for being on the show.
That's amazing. Heal our broken hearts. Let your prayer.